Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, this is Tom Throssell with Community Comment. We became friends all because of a cat. In 2013, a friend of mine was trying to find a cat sitter for a friend of hers who was traveling overseas for a few weeks. We went to the house and I met David and his cat. We talked for a bit, got the keys and the alarm code, then we talked about life. I found out that his wife had recently passed away and that he was headed to the Dominican Republic to deliver sports equipment and Christmas presents to children there. He was super friendly, humble, and could be described as a gentle giant. His cat, on the other hand, not so much. Whenever I came by the house, I'd call the cat and he would run and hide under the bed until I left, then climb out and eat the food I'd left for him. After a few days, the cat began to warm up to me, and by the time David returned from his trip, the cat and I had come to an agreement. It was quite simple, actually. I gave him food and cleaned his litter box, and he would come out from under the bed and let me see him. Maybe every once in a while, he would let me pet him. David would take a few more trips over the next few years, and each time, the cat and I kept our agreement. I fed him, kept the litter box clean. Well, you get the idea. After each trip, David would show me pictures he took of his trips and of the different people that he met along the way. It seemed he often went with one agenda in mind and often returned with a completely different story to tell than the one he had planned. When not traveling the world, David would travel Humboldt County telling stories and helping other people. I quickly found him to be one of the kindest men I'd ever met. He often went to the hospital to pray with patients and to share communion with them. He also became pen pals with a few different prisoners and encouraged them with letters and visits. One time, after his car was stolen, the police called him to let him know his car was recovered with a thief in it. He went to court and ended up becoming friends with the thief. David is a gentle giant. If you haven't figured it out yet, my friend David is Dave Silverbrand. With Dave, you get what you get and you see what you get. When you see in his weekly printed articles or in the news with the Green Report or celebrating seniors is who Dave really is. I wish there were more people in the world like Dave. If you've read his weekly article lately, you probably know he's struggling with some health problems. He's pretty open and honest with what he's going through. His heart is giving him some trouble, and if you ask me, I think it might be related to the fact that the guy has a bigger heart than just about anybody I know. If you know Dave personally, I encourage you to give him a call or a visit. If you don't know Dave personally, but you know him through his time on your television or in the newspaper, I encourage you to send him a letter or a note of encouragement. He could use it. As someone who's given encouragement and joy to our lives for so many years, I believe it's time for us to send that same encouragement back his way. If you're a praying person, he could really use your prayers today. If you want to write a note or send Dave a message, you can drop it off at Club 517, and I will be happy to deliver it to him for you. Club 517 is a coffee shop and bookstore on the corner of 2nd and W near Target and Eureka. I'll even say hi to his cat Amadeus for you if you want, but be warned, he might not be friendly in return. This is Tom for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.